Track 6 and some more news stories. Devon's Medi Chopper breaks mission records. It's been a record-breaking year for Devon Air Ambulance, new statistics have revealed. Mission figures for 2023 show a record number of journeys and patients. Through what was a challenging year for charities and public services, the crew at Devon Air Ambulance were tasked to attend 2,226 incidents across Devon and helping across the borders into Cornwall, Somerset and Dorset. Of those 2,226 missions, 1,040 were to help patients with medical emergencies, those suffering with a medical condition, and 1,176 were trauma-related incidents, such as accidents and injuries caused by slips, trips, falls, burns, and road traffic collisions. Nigel Hare, Operations Director for Devon Air Ambulance, said, "Yet again, the number of incidents Devon Air Ambulance responded to and the number of patients we treated has broken all previous records. 2023 saw us deploy to incidents a staggering 2,226 times, 1,333 by helicopter and 814 by critical care car. Sometimes we respond by both helicopter and car to the same incident to enable us to reach a patient quickly so that we can start delivering time-critical care in the shortest time possible, while still having the ability to fly the patient quickly by helicopter to the hospital best suited to treat their specific injuries or life-threatening medical condition." Charlotte Leventis, Head of Marketing and Communications at Devon Air Ambulance, said, "This year we will continue to collaborate with other agencies to raise awareness of some of the dangers of our road network." In 2024, the charity is dedicated to continuing its focus on cardiac arrest, as this is still the number one medical emergency that they are called to. In 2023, they were sent to 395 patients suffering a cardiac arrest, and an increase from 360 in 2022 and 315 in 2021. Through the help with All Your Heart CPR and defibrillator training sessions, the organisation is continuing educating and raising awareness within local communities. Receiving no government funding, Devon Air Ambulance runs entirely on donations.
Plans passed for new store. Newton Abbott is to get a new convenience store. Teignbridge Council's Planning Committee heard that permission for the store was granted in 2021, but the owners of the site were applying again as the three-year deadline to make a start on the project expires next week. It will be built alongside a car wash and showroom at Mile End Garage off the Ashburton Road. The garage part of the site, formerly Pascoe and Gill, will be retained when the store is built. A canopy at the front will be taken down. Work will have to start within 3 years. Planning officers have no concerns, and Ward Councillor Phil Bullivant said the area would benefit from additional stores being available. He did, however, raise concerns about the width of the footpath at the front. The application was passed unanimously.
Replacement needed for a bridge too far gone. Calls are being made for a dangerous footbridge in Dawlish to be removed. The previously much-used bridge in Manor Gardens has been out of action and closed to the public for months due to safety concerns. Now there are calls for action as people have been seen jumping over it despite the safety warnings. In September, it was confirmed it would be replaced, but as yet, it is still roped off. Mayor and District Councillor Rosie Dawson has explained that funding is not yet in place for its replacement. She said the underneath of the bridge was discovered to be completely rotten. She said the replacement will be metal as it's longer lasting, but it's really costly and there is another bridge not too far away. She said time was needed to find the cash to replace it, put together a design bridge and put out the work to tender. She said she was regularly checking on process with Teignbridge Council. Regular park users have been calling for something to be done for many months. They argue the bridge needs replacing as soon as possible. Structural surveys have discovered significant safety concerns during the inspection due to the bearers underneath the bridge being found to be rotten. The exact cost is not being made public as the work will be subject to a tendering process for contractors.
A driver suffered minor injuries in a crash on the A38 at Dean Prior. Fire crews from Buckfastleigh and Ashburton were called to the scene to report of a road traffic collision. On arrival, they found the car had overturned onto its side, but everyone was free from the wreckage. Firefighters remained at the scene to make the vehicle safe. Police later reported that a man was arrested following the incident on suspicion of driving under the influence of drugs. A Devon and Cornwall police spokesperson said police were called at around 3:45 p.m. to the A38 at Dean Prior following reports that a vehicle had flipped to the side of the road. The driver sustained minor injuries. The vehicle was recovered and the road was cleared at around 6 p.m. A 21-year-old man from Exeter was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence of drugs. He has since been released under investigation whilst inquiries are ongoing.
A disabled British holidaymaker died after his motorised chair plunged down steps outside his hotel. Ronald Cushion from Tynmouth and his wife had travelled to Spain for a holiday just before Christmas. A Plymouth inquest heard the 80-year-old hired a motorised chair and the couple were outside their hotel waiting for transport when he steered the chair, which crashed down four stone steps. Liverpool-born Mr. Cushion, a retired family therapist, struck his head and died in hospital in Vélez in Spain on Christmas Eve. The inquest, which has been adjourned, heard there were no suspicious circumstances and was told Mr. Cushion was registered disabled following a stroke in 2010.
A cuppa and cake to keep in touch. Kingstainton Town Council has launched its free monthly community coffee mornings. Residents who come along to the first morning at the community hall last week enjoyed a free cuppa, cake and a chat with others. The children enjoyed the snowy-themed crafting activities that were available. The coffee mornings will take place one Saturday every month and will give everybody the opportunity to let the town council hear how things are in your area, help with those who have limited social engagement, get a little more company, enable those who work in the week to have a chance to meet other residents, and generally for the town council to be more accessible to you. Next month, the doors will be open again to extend a warm welcome to all who wish to pop along. We look forward to seeing our community mingling together, a spokesperson for the council said. The next coffee morning is on Saturday, February the 10th.